I want to share with you 3 points, 3 keys on God is for your family. You know, whether you have a blended family tonight, a broken family tonight, a single family, or you don't even have a family, but you're dating someone, or you're praying about the right person to date, I believe this is going to help you. And no matter where you are in the stage of life, no matter what your status is as a family, single, married, broken, divorced, thinking about getting married, these are principles that will help you build a strong family. And I just want you to know that God is for your family, and we are for your family at Church on the Rock. Wherever you're at, whatever you've gone through, I want you to know that the best is yet to come. And God can reconcile. God can restore. God can make better than ever before. So I just want you to get your hopes up, okay? So right off the bat, our family, it's important what our core values are. Core values are everything. Core values produces a culture, and the culture produces a behavior, all right? So what are you, just a thought-provoking question, what is your core values at your house? Or again, if you're single, in your life, what are your core values? Your core values, those are those things that are non-negotiable. Those are the things that you're not going to change for anybody or anyone but God. Those core values, those non-negotiables, and what then that would produce what your culture is. And your culture will determine what will grow and what will die in your environment. That's huge. Culture will determine what will thrive or what will die in an environment, in a home, in a dwelling, in a setting. So it's important that we understand that. Now, let me just share this with you, this principle. It's powerful, that if I want to change the behavior in a home, then I've got to change what I'm believing in my home. Wow. You know, instead of attacking the behavior, you know, our children when they misbehave, our mates when we're not acting like we should, people we're dating that, you know, are flipping out and not acting like we think they should, behavior. Behavior is a result of believing. So whatever I'm believing, I'm acting it out. Whatever I'm believing, I'm behaving. So what we want to do in parenting or in marriage, in relationships, if we want a behavior to change in our own lives, if we want our behavior to get better, then we've got to work on our believing system. Because whatever I'm believing, I'm acting out. If I believe a certain way, that's the direction my life is going to go. Jesus said, according to your belief system, be it unto you. So I want to work on our belief system here tonight on this wonderful Wednesday night at Church on the Rock in St. Louis. God is for your family. Can you say that with me? God is for my family. Again, wherever you're at, it might be broken, it might be blended, it might be single, yet to come, you're preparing for it. It might be you're going through a divorce. You think it's irreconcilable, whatever, if that could be a word. I can't reconcile it, Pastor. We've tried to rebuild, it won't work. You know what? God knows where you're at, and God knows what you're going through, and God has a solution, and God has a strategy. So let's look at it tonight. 3 keys. I believe they're so important. And number one is priorities. Priorities. They all start with the letter P. I think if I want a strong family, I've got to look at my priorities. Where do I spend most of my time? Where do I spend most of my money? And what am I thinking about most of the time? That will reveal our priorities. What are your priorities? If I want to live a high impact life, if I want a strong family, if I want healthy relationships, and remember, the most important things in life are not things. The most important thing in life are relationships. Do you know that yesterday I was working on a project, and I saw it said that the top 8 reasons that people work at a job, that the top 8 reasons that people stay with a job, the top 8 reasons. And you know number one? What do you think number one was? For people will want to work and stay where they're working? Number one, right now, yesterday, current, relevant, relationships. Amazing. Relationships, and you say, oh, I thought it would be salary and vacation and packages and bonuses. Do you know yesterday, as of yesterday, it said that was the last thing, number eight. That today people are more interested in where they're at being happy and fulfilled and working on a team that cares about each other, that loves one another, that believes in one another. That came number one. So relationships, wow, are number one, aren't they? It's the most important thing in life is not things. That's our paraphrase, right? It's relationships. So if I want to have a healthy home, a high-impact life, I've got to look at my priorities. And let's look at the scripture. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, Amplified Version. But seek, aim at what's important, what you're aiming at. I listened to a podcast this morning, a sports psychologist, and he was all talking about what you're aiming at. Because what you're aiming at, your feet is going in that direction, your eyes are going in that direction, your body is going in that direction, your effort, your emotion. This is a secular podcast now. And he was talking about, he's a sports psychologist, and he was talking about what you're aiming at. Ask yourself, what are you aiming at? That's a huge, that's another teaching. But seek, aim at, strive after first. Everybody say first. We're talking about number one of the three is priorities. What are the priorities at your house? Okay? What you do with your time, what you do with your treasure, what you do, what you talk about, what you value, what you highly esteem, that's your priorities. What's most important? What matters the most? What matters the most? As you and I both know, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, just a terrible tragedy, his daughter, all those other people on the helicopter. And I was listening to Shaq. They were interviewing Shaq about Kobe. And there's been many different interviews. But on this particular one, Shaq said, you know, looking at this, it's time to ask ourselves what matters most. What matters most? I think when we see these, you know, tragedies happen, we have to rethink, recalibrate, get back on track, because we all drift. So notice first, but seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, God's kingdom and his righteousness. What is that? His way of doing and being right. And then, notice, and then, if I get my priorities right, then everything's going to fall into place. If I get my priorities right, then everything's going to fall into place. Wow. So priorities are huge. If I want my needs met relationally, spiritually, materially, if I want my needs met, I've got to get my priorities right. So number one would be priorities. If I want God to do what he could do and can do with my family, with my kids, with my mate, with my future mate, whatever, and my marriage, then I've got to work on my priorities. And I've got to ask yourself this question, what matters most to you? Do your kids come first? Do their hobbies come first? Do your hobbies come first? Got to ask yourself, do you come first? Do your marriage come first? Does your mate come first? Does the partner that you're dating come first? Who comes first? God has to be first. If God's going to be for my family and do what he could do and wants to do, then I've got to lead as the parent, or I've got to lead as the leader of the home and letting everybody know that God is first. God is first. God is first. So seek, aim, strive first of all, then all these things together will be given to you besides. So everyone say priorities, and then you got to ask yourself what matters most. God has to come first if you want him to bless your family, your marriage, and your home. Number two, principles. I've got to look at principles. Here's what I know. We have to build our life on principles, because God's principles don't change. Fads change, trends change. Oh my goodness, there's been more change in the last 10 years than the last 30 years. So I've got to not only look at my priorities, if I want a strong home, I've got to look at my principles. What are you building your house on? What are you building your house on? So Matthew 7, let's look at it. Matthew 7, verse 24 through 28. This is so important that we see this. This is what we get our church, Church of the Rock. We got our name. Everyone who hears the words of mine, that's the Bible, biblical principles, and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, wise person who built their house on the rock. Boy, that's huge. Build your house on the rock. Church on the Rock is somebody who hears the word of God, God's principles, and then they obey them. So next verse, it says, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and they beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. If we want our homes to be rock solid, if we want our homes to be stable and steady, if we want our homes that homes will go through storms, marriages will go through storms. Kim and I, we've been married for, you know, a long time, over four decades. And you know what? Storms come, storms go. Storms are going to come. Not if, but when. They'll come. Life hurts. Life's hard. Storms will come. But the key is, if we build our life on godly, if we build our home on godly, if we build our marriage on godly, if we build our children on godly principles, and we teach them how to face life and how to fight life through and how to overcome and how to respond, how to control their emotions, how to have focus, how to have priorities, how to build their life on godly. If we teach them to value and love, right now our series on the weekend, the bottom line is, I'm saying, let's fall in love with God's Word. Let's fall in love with God's Word. So if I want my family to be strong and stable and go through storms and make it through and come out better, if I want my children that are in school, when they go away to college, that their faith isn't shaken, that they don't give up on their faith, then I've got to build my house, my home, my marriage, my parenting on godly principles. What does the Word say? How does that work in everyday life, Pastor? Well, your kids have got to see you reading the Bible. Your kids have got to see you walking out the Bible. Your kids have got to see you when you're facing things that this is going on. That's true. We don't deny it. But what does God's Word say? Facing financial, physical, marital, family, struggles, parenting. They have to see us as parents, guardians and leaders, a single parent, parents together. The kids have to see us, our mates have to see us, you know, facing storms, but saying, but what does the Word say? What does the Word say? And you always go back to the Word, and you always go back to that foundation of the Word. Amen. You always go back. You know, the Navy SEALs say that when they're in battle, they always go back to their preparation. They always go back to their training. They always go back to their preparation. They always go back to their training. So when we in our homes are facing struggles and strife and storms and seasons of discontent and disappointment, we've got to go back to our training. We've got to go back to our Bible reading and applying God's Word. Amen. As our foundation. So it goes on to say, verse 26, that everyone who hears these words of mine but doesn't do them, two kinds of people, wow, doesn't do them will be like a, I didn't say it, stupid, foolish person who built their house upon the sand. Oh my goodness. Next verse, and the storms came, the flood, the rain, and the winds blew, and they beat against that house, and they didn't make it. It fell. It disintegrated. It was dysfunctional. It was broken. It was, you couldn't reconcile. You couldn't restore. There was no hope. So what do we have to do if we want God, who's for our family, to do everything He wants to do in our family, through our family, with our family? Number one, what was it? We got to look at our priorities. Priorities, priorities, priorities. Number two, we got to look at the principles. What are we building our house upon? Like for us, you know, growing our kids, when we were raising our kids, we had core values. God is a good God. That we weren't moving from that. God is a good God. That was a core value. That was a belief system. We always fell back on it. When bad things came, we didn't blame God. We'd say, God is a good God. Number two, core values for the Blunt House and raising our kids was God is a faithful God. God is a faithful God. People might be unfaithful. Life is unfaithful, but God is always faithful. God is always faithful. Core values, culture, behavior as a result of believing. Base your believing on God's principles. You know, growing up, when I was growing up, my mom and dad, my dad was a deacon in our church. My mom was a Sunday school superintendent. And watching their example, remember, the greatest motivation is example. The greatest motivation is example. And growing up, I would see my dad pray every night. My bedroom was across the hall from theirs. I could look in and see my dad kneeling by the bed every night. He did, every night, and prayed. That impacted me. My mom, reading the Bible. She always had a Bible open on the kitchen table, and she always had a devotional open on the kitchen table. She was always reading her Bible. What was that? They were building their life on godly. Were they perfect? No, none of us are. But that impacted me, that they were building their life on the principles of God. So number one was what? Priorities. Number two was what? Principles. And number three, we conclude with this, promises. If we want to have a strong family, then I've got to build my life on promises. Now, Pastor, what is that? You just said principles. Aren't those the promises of God? Yeah, but I have to declare those promises. I have to ask God for a word, a right now rhema. You need promises to stand on for your home, your marriage, your children, your future, for legacy, longevity. You need promises. One of the promises that I've declared over our house and raising our kids, I still declare it today, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Whew, I like it. Let me give you a scripture, Joshua chapter 23 and verse 14. This is Joshua at the end of his life. This is Joshua who led the children of Israel in the promised land. Look what Joshua says. And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. He's about to die. Know in all your hearts and all your souls that not one thing, I like it, not one thing that God has promised, the promises of God, not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God, here's the word, promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one promise has ever failed. Wow. Not only priorities, not only principles, but you need promises. You know, again, God, if you'll ask him, will give you a right now word, a promise. Some people call it a life word, a life promise. You know, for me, it was Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31 was one of my life promises that we built our family upon. That in the midst of all these things that are going on, what do we say? God is for me. So that's huge. It's simple but profound. It's a lifetime journey. The three principles start with the letter P, priorities, principles, and promises. And if we'll meditate on this, I want to challenge you to meditate on this little teaching and let God take it further, let God take it deeper, and begin to confess. Next step, begin to confess every day, God is for my family. Whether you haven't started one yet, it's good to start saying it now. Whether you're in the midst of your family or going through a situation, whatever, make that declaration, make that confession. Don't forget, next step, go to our family conference. Next step, join a small group. And next step, come to Joe McGee on a Wednesday night, a week from tonight. We love you. God is for you. And I just want to pray for you right now. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the opportunity that we could get together. We give you praise, God. New year, a new life, new habits, new revelation. Thank you, Lord. You are for our family. Help us to take this and apply it and go with the next step. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen.